This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who didn't do enough research on what he was stealing.
It
ended badly.
I have a story about a guy doing something I've dreamed of doing, and now I know it's illegal.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
Sorry.
I just got the Daily Double sound effect. Yeah, got it for me, so I just figured I could use it.
Test it out. Make sure it's working. Yep. All right. Well, this 54-year-old man, he entered a Publix store, which is kind of like, that's like their Kroger or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, Publix. Sure.
So he entered a grocery store, but he was on a motorized scooter. He just cruised into the store.
I don't know if I have a sound of that. Will a lawnmower work? No, that's a motorcycle. Here we go.
Too much.
Okay, sorry.
So he entered the store on the scooter. He was started cruising the aisles and just grabbing stuff off of them and eating them as he went.
Oh.
Specifically shrimp and Snickers bars.
What?
Which is...
That's a gross combination.
That's curdling on its way down. Oh my God, the barf of
chocolate
Snickers.
Shrimp.
And to go back and forth, too. It's like,
That is so vomitous.
So he went up and down the aisles on the motorized scooter eating everything, and then eventually he just said, I'm out of here. He blew past the checkout, still on the motorized scooter.
Blew past.
Yep, tried to get out of the store.
There he goes.
He stole about $45 worth of food that he didn't pay
shrimp?
For it.
And Snickers.
Yeah. Police came and arrested him.
Oh, yeah, so no, I bet they did.
Yep, so I won't be doing that this weekend.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I want you guys to know that if something tragic happens to me today and you're writing a posthumous memoir of me, I would like it to be titled Shrimp and Snickers.
The Slacker Story.
My story is out of Philadelphia. Sorry. A man read somewhere on the interweb that copper is worth a lot of money.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, I know where there's a bunch of copper. I'm going to go steal it. So he grabbed his, like, saws and his dealios, went and found a giant transformer box that he knew had a bunch of copper in it, got it open, started to cut the... Yeah, no, that doesn't... That's not how this works, sir.
No one will miss this.
He did cut power to 1,500 homes.
What? Oh, my gosh.
While he lit on fire and was electrocuted. He does survive this.
Okay.
He's got some massive burns. But he did make $17 from the copper.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah, do some research, bro. Got to make sure it's not still hooked up. All right. Those were all the stupid...
Grandpa!
People we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.